What it do? It's your boy, Sensor B, and welcome to Season 2 of Chewing the Fat. This is Episode 9, Parasite. But before we get into that, or our sponsor of the week, let's see how to rush to the crew. So for Brittany King Kelso, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Good,
sir. Yes, sir.
Good.
All is well.
Anything new going on?
Same old shit, man.
Same old. Yeah, the year's already kicked off. I mean, you know, work-wise, it's full steam ahead now. So we've had the lull period. And now it's, we're in top gear.
That's exactly what it feels like, too. Mm. It's like we had a little break, holidays, new year. Woo! And now real life happens.
Time to get busy. Yeah, it is, man. It's going fast. It's already February.
Yeah.
I forgot Christmas was yesterday.
Yeah. It's halfway over.
You blink, it's going to be Easter. Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're already putting out doggone Easter baskets in the store.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there and the fellas. Some fellas want some Valentine love. There you go. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Happy Valentine.
Do y'all see any Valentine's Day over there?
Yeah, it's not a public holiday.
Is that a worldwide thing? I always wondered that. I never asked that.
It's probably a Western worldwide thing, I would think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I never looked that up. Let's see.
Man, you know they got the new stuff, right?
What's up?
Galentine.
What?
What's Galentine?
Yeah, for women who don't have a man. The gal pals to celebrate.
Oh.
Yeah, man, I had a cousin. I saw her on Instagram. Well, I have, but she's still alive. So I have a cousin. She was on Instagram, and it was a table full of women. I'm like, man, what? I have some type of women's club or meeting or something. And then, you know, on the little screen on Instagram, it has Happy Galentine. I ain't never heard of it.
Like, so what the hell is it? Is Val has to do with a man?
I don't know. But
is Galentine, was that for single women?
Yeah, for single women and the gal pals.
Hmm.
They're celebrating their friendship is what it is.
Well, yeah. they always seem to have something, don't they?
Yeah,
all kind of shit. It'll be nigga day pretty soon. Let's nigga get together. Nigga time. It's nigga time, yo.
Nigga time.
What do the guys get? Nothing.
It could be Aussie time. Aussie time.
we get crickets.
Yeah.
No. Damn. Galentine.
Yep. It's new.
Wow. Okay, well, hey.
What's good?
Gathering. You have a good time.
The sisters are doing it for themselves, I guess.
It is, man. But you know where you're going? You know, you can just use this product sponsoring the show today.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what it is, huh?
You couldn't offer a little bit. Say what?
I said you can use this new product that's sponsoring the show today.
Oh, yeah. What's sponsor for today?
Live Your Life Lotion.
Oh.
Yeah, it has an amazing scent of roses and optimism. Yeah. The directions are simple, fam. You wake up, you apply it liberally all over your body.
Is it oily?
No, it leaves a sheen. But it's a sheen.
Slippery when wet.
There you go. It leaves a sheen, yo. Optimism leaves a sheen, yo.
Yeah, it's like a shield.
With a dash of glitter.
Apply it and let it soak in, baby.
Apply and let dry.
And let it dry. Live your life.
This show's brought to you by your elbows. Life.
Yeah. Your ashy ass.
So today, since this past Sunday was the Oscars, and I watched them, which this is my first time watching the Oscars, man.
It was your first time?
Yeah, I usually reject that shit. I don't watch them shit.
What made you watch it this time?
I don't know. My wife told me to watch it with her. Like, all right, I'd watch it with you. Let's see what's going on. And I was actually pleasantly surprised, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, I think I never watched it really because I feel like, why? Because none of our people going to be getting anything.
Yeah.
No matter what we do, we ain't getting nothing. But I did see a little more this time, though. I mean, first time watching it, but I have seen more than I hear more. Now, you always hear that, oh, this ain't winning something because it's a black movie or whatever, or a Mexican movie, whatever. But this time, I thought they did pretty good, man. They did all right.
Yeah. I think it was really fair this year.
Yeah.
It really was.
But hang on, hang on. Didn't Black Panther win last year?
Yeah, but it's so many so many films that didn't.
Yeah, you can't really you can't really think of Black Panther as a black movie.
Marvel, it was cool and it had a real good message to it. Yeah. But it's so many critically acclaimed black films that got passed over. Denzel Washington.
By black directors like that, you know.
Man, there's definitely some great movies, right?
Okay.
You know, and hell, he won for Training Day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For being a bad cop.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. But this year I felt like it was okay. Because it was a good rep. One, because I really liked the Joker.
Yeah.
So I'd have been pissed if he didn't win.
Well, you know, I didn't like, though, about the Oscars, the same movies was always in every fucking category, though, it seemed like.
Mm.
But despite of maybe one or two different, it was the same 3 to 4 movies that kept showing up in every single category. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And again, they keep talking about these voters, these special voters. Like, who the fuck are these voters? I don't get anything in the mail telling me if I want to become one of these voters. Like, who are these people that's voting for these damn movies?
The American Foreign Press doesn't do the voting on this, do they?
Who?
No. Foreign Press?
No, it's some special voters or some people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's regular people like me and you, apparently.
Okay, well, maybe they only showed them 3 or 4 films.
I don't get it.
Time is hard, man. Everybody can't go see all them damn movies.
She better put that $20 a month, get that AMC card, quit playing.
I got it, baby.
Well, 3 movies a week, 6 if you do it right.
That's another reason I can't get a job.
So
I wouldn't be able to go to 3 movies every week.
Oh, man.
I love that.
But I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole show and everything. And the big one of the night really was Parasite. And that's what theme with the podcast is today is Parasite. Now, when I first saw this trailer, I saw the trailer before the Oscars. And when I saw the trailer, like, oh, I ain't watching this shit.
Yeah.
Because, though, the trailer is very misleading.
Yeah.
Because there's scenes in that trailer, like, for example, do you remember the part where the wife of the house that was taken over came up the steps and had her hand over her mouth, like she saw something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trailer shows that part, but it doesn't give you even a glimpse of temp of what it might be she might be seeing.
Right.
So I saw that part like, man, what's it? No, they should show a little something.
Yeah.
To big people, because that threw me off. I'm like, man, every time they show a scene like that in the trailer, but they will show you absolutely not even a piece of what she was seeing. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? It's probably nothing. She's probably seeing shit. You know, or something real simple. So I didn't want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea what it was about.
Yeah, until I saw the Oscars, they won, and everybody. We watched the Oscars from 10 o'clock in the morning. Until it came on that night, dude. It was like an Oscar party in this bitch, yo.
Oh,
red carpet and everything. And everybody that's how you talk to, no matter who they were, black, Chinese, white, Asian, everybody kept saying Parasite.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I see now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I clearly know why now.
So.
It was amazing.
I watched the movie. Kels watched the movie.
I watched the movie.
Oh, yeah, we get it.
Safa dreamed about watching the movie.
He thought about it.
Oh, it's in another language.
Had a nightmare and woke up. Stopped watching it. But,
like, this shit ain't in English?
Like, really?
Well, I gotta read this shit? How long is this film?
Man, trust me, like, man. After halfway, you wouldn't even know you were reading that shit, dude. It was so crazy.
Well, you instantly understand Japanese.
No, seriously, man, it's so crazy.
If you hold on, time out. If you would watch the movie, you would have known it was Korean.
Hello? Oh, Korean. Okay, all right.
Good God, right.
Korean. Okay. I tell you what. When I hear Korean and I hear Japanese, I sometimes forget that there's a big difference between them.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
See, Savage pressed play once and I played and it said the first Korean word, he cut it off. It didn't get a whole sentence out. He just ended it right there.
I can't do it.
He probably saw the trailer. That's what he did.
I can't.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I started watching it.
He was like, I can't understand this Oriental.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, I need time for this. Time for this.
The book, if you kept watching it, though, you wouldn't even realize he's reading that shit, dude. That's what happened to me. At first, I was like, man, it's not a reading, man. Like, man, all right. Then all of a sudden, like, it was like over past halfway. I'm like, I wouldn't even read no more, but I still knew what the hell was going on. Yeah. That shit was crazy. Yeah,
I started watching it. That shit was like a homework assignment. I was like, fuck this. I don't want to watch this. I got to keep reading. 30 minutes later, man, I could get up, go in the kitchen and still follow the whole program. Because I already knew what should have happened, what I thought was going to happen. And I turned around like, I knew it. I knew it.
And then it threw you for a loop, yo. Like, it got crazy. It got super crazy. I don't know if we want to spoil it or not, people. If we do, disclaimer, there might be some spoilers in this podcast.
There's going to be some spoilers.
So if you haven't seen it, you're going to see it.
Alert.
Man, click it off and come back later.
Yep.
So, press pause now. Press pause now.
Pause it.
So, Safa, since you watch it, the whole thing was, it was about society pretty much. Poor and rich people, whatever, right?
Yeah.
When it's very rich family had kind of conned their way into moving to these rich people's houses, and the goal was that they had to get rid of the maid. This family's rich, big house, they had a maid and everything, so they had to come in there and and get rid of the maid to replace her with the mom,
the driver.
They had to replace the driver with the dad. The daughter had to replace somebody to talk to and kind of deal with their daughter, because the daughter was kind of handful. The son got the job first from his best friend, who was going out of town, asked if he want to take his place for a little while. He came in to take the friend's place to come in. So the real idea was, his whole family was trying to infiltrate and take over this home, yo.
Yeah, check this out. So the son, the poor folks, right? The poor people, the son, had a rich friend. Well, not really rich, but he had money. He was a tutor, English tutor.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to live abroad.
Yeah, abroad.
Right. So he said, hey, I think you'll be a good English teacher. He said, but don't fuck with this girl because I love her. And once you get of age, I'm going to try to get with her. So that was red flag to me.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never tell no guy to leave a girl alone. That's the first thing we want to do.
Yeah.
So he gets over there and I think the first or second damn lesson, he's making out with the little chick.
Yeah, he kissed the crash, right
to it. You know, then I guess some wheels start turning.
Yeah.
The guy, the little boy, he comes, he's supposed to be like this little genius, make all these weird-ass Picasso-like paintings. And the guy, his sister forged documents, so she was a hell of a artist / forgerer. So his wheels start turning. Boom. I noticed a lady that she does art. She studied in the College of Illinois University. But it was a sister. He said he never met her. Sister came in.
Yeah, but so the driver, remember, she was supposed to be like a psychologist for the daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was for the boy.
No. Remember that because hold on. For their son?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was hard. He kind of hard-headed, right?
Yeah, he was a little badass.
He was portraying himself
to be a genius.
Right.
But the sister hated him. So he's not a real genius. He's an idiot. But so the sister came in, and she was like somebody he just heard of. And so the driver taking him home, and the driver's trying to get with her. Like, I'll take you to the house. No, drop me off at the station. And then her little conniving ass will start turning her head. This chick pulls the panties off. Leave the panties in the car. So the driver get caught and be accused of, you know, having sex in the car. Dad fires the panties. Accused the driver having sex in the car. Has the mom fired. And guess what? We just happen to know somebody, the boy, just happen to know someone that could drive the car, which was his dad. Right, so the dad come in. They had this housekeeper that survived two owners of the houses. Right, she like knew everything about the house, whole nine. So they got rid of the driver. Dad took the job. Dad come in, saw the housekeeper. His wheel started turning. Now you're going to get mom a gig.
Yeah.
They found out the housekeeper. Go ahead.
Now, in the meantime, they're planning this and write scripts, yo. They write scripts. The dad, had to go to the owner had the BMW car.
Yeah.
They had a car. Yeah. So the dad, him and the dad and the son and the daughter had to dress up, and they went to a Benz dealership to pretend they were going to buy a car to learn the stuff in the car. So they didn't do all that first. So they went to the dealership, figure out how to use a car. What basic stuff was, like the blinker and all that stuff, just to come back and do the job. It was crazy.
And then the scripts part come in. They were practicing on how they were going to get rid of the housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
They were practicing his lines. Because they found out the housekeeper had an allergy to peaches. Man, these people, like, took peach juice and flicked it on her and had her at the hospital.
But then when the twist came in, they did to the housekeeper, kind of found out it was a special room in the house. The housekeeper was keeping her husband in a special room. They didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So now they find out this housekeeper is doing that in the house. So they get this woman, put her in that basement where he was, tie her up. They knocked her out. She bumped her head, tied him up. Yo, it got so crazy. To the point where people started dying, yo. They started killing. Man.
Listen, the husband was bananas. He was off his chain. He was, like, so messed up mentally.
Because the guy kept saying he smelled him.
Oh, no, not that part.
I'm talking about the
guy that was living in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how he
doing
the Morse code with the light?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Every time the guy walk up the stairs, he'll push the button. The people thought they had a switch, like a sensor. Like every time you take a step, the light would come on. So they thought it was a sensor that was doing it. But it was a crazy dude in the basement. Every time you hear him step, he pushed the button.
With his head.
Yeah. Yeah, with his head. That was crazy.
It was crazy, man. The whole deal with his family was to move in with his family, get everybody out, and take over this house, man. And the jobs, man. That was the whole goal of the movie. And at the end, it got even crazier, dude.
Oh, my Jesus.
So, the movie was great.
It was great.
The movie was great. It really surprised me how good it was. It was a surprise that I didn't realize I was still reading after about halfway. Because it was just that good, and it kept you it kept you want to keep watching, because you want to know what's going on, and you see things about to happen. You're like, that ain't gonna happen. Then it happens, or it's not gonna happen, and it does happen. Like it just.
If you haven't seen it, all you folks who ain't seen it, you think we spoiled it? You're wrong.
Yeah.
The plot twist is amazing at the end.
Yeah.
You have to watch. I ain't gonna tell you that part, because that'd be like real asshole move. But you got to check it out, fam. You do. You do. Your life will not be the same if you don't do it.
So it was a really good movie, and I can see why they won. I know this one YouTuber went on a rant. He's taking mad heat for this. He went on a rant on YouTube about the Joker not winning and that movie winning, and being that it was a foreign movie and all that. He went off, and he got like mad. He got like 200 thumbs up and like 200,000 thumbs down, yo. They on his ass, yo. So haters like that, I don't want to hate that shit. You know what? I don't want to see the Joker. I'm going to tell you why I want to see the Joker, man. Because it's a depressing movie, man. And look, everybody who likes that movie so much, I guarantee you, out of 10 people who like that movie, 8 of those people are depressed people.
Well,
and they can relate to that movie. That's why they love it. I don't want to see the Joker in that situation. I know the Joker was fucked up. We all know. All these new comic book readers and people who just not getting comics think they know so much shit because they saw a few comics just now.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew how he was. He's nothing new.
Yeah, but see, for me, that's what I liked about it. Mm-hmm. I liked the fact that I already knew why he fucked up. I know he had a dark past, but I was looking at it for like, okay, showing the world some shit that I already knew.
Yeah.
Like, see, this is why you should really like be into it and not just no bandwagon. This dude was not just some random crazy motherfucker. He had a horrible upbringing. You know, for me, I looked at it more like that could be just about any crook or criminal that you see locked up. You know what I mean? Everybody gets to like to talk about people just being evil.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just evil. Yeah, I think there's the police in me that really made me like it. Because I've always thought about why people commit crimes, what really make them do it. Or they just fucked up. They just like doing illegal shit. Or do they have some horrible past that makes them not give a fuck? Yeah. Or makes them like do awful shit. So for me, when I saw, I was like, yeah, this is what people need to understand. This dude, I'm talking about, had a real horrific upbringing.
Yeah.
And then plus I like the fact that he had to go to such a dark place to pull it off. You know, I was looking at it for more of a technical type issue because I already knew how the Joker was really fucked up.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. People that just run the mill fans.
Yeah.
And they look at it. Yeah, they just depressed.
Yeah.
And
they probably thought about it, man.
They probably.
Did we lose him?
No.
Kelso, you still here? Yeah. I think we like Kelso.
Yeah.
What's
up?
We're losing you. You're going in and out.
How about now? We're good?
You're good now, right now, yeah.
That damn phone ringing.
Okay. I just I feel like people just who really into that movie, man, are just really depressed people. And they just want to relate to that so much that they have an excuse to continue to be the way they are. And that's why I'm this way. No, man.
No, I couldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
Now, that's one movie I wouldn't put on repeat.
So I can see why they didn't win.
But when it comes to Joker movies, don't you think we've got enough now?
Oh, yes. Now, yes. Oh, yeah. We're done on the Joker.
Yeah, it's a little overdone now, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, this needs to be... This part of the story is over. I just want to see Mayhem blowing up stuff. Him giving Batman grief.
Yeah. And Birds of Prey out, though. I want to see Birds of Prey.
That's been getting some negative reviews, though, hey?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Come on, man. It's
hated it.
It's DC, man. It's gonna get an every review. They don't do good in movies, Joe.
Nah.
They only do good animation and shit.
It just took too long to tell her story. You know? I think what they were trying to do was similar to what the Joker had, trying to tell her story, why she was messed up. And her story one is not very interesting.
They should just do the Harley Quinn instead of Birds of Prey first. They should do Harley Quinn first.
Now, if it had showed her, like, how she met the Joker, they didn't even have to show, actually, because I thought about this. I'm like, all right, sure, like, growing up, getting her education, becoming a psychologist, meeting the Joker. And they wouldn't even have to necessarily show the Joker at all. Mm-hmm. They could just show her talking to him, somebody laying on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And never even showing his face. And they could have got around and done a better job than this Birds of Prey shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should have did the Harley Quinn first by herself and then Birds of Prey.
Right.
That would have focused more on her. Because everybody, the only reason you're going to see Birds of Prey is just for her. That's it. Anybody going to see Birds of Prey going to see just to see Harley Quinn.
Right.
So we should have did the movie just on Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, everybody was, I think. Yeah. Everybody knew that Birds of Prey was coming out. But back to the Parasite and the Oscars. That's why they won a lot of different awards. Well, not Oscars. And I do see why. I understand why. Because I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now, what parasites are in our lives or in your lives that we have? And it doesn't necessarily have to mean somebody is trying to infiltrate your home. It doesn't mean anything that has infiltrated your life that has caused you a problem.
Well, for me, probably the same one. I don't know for sure, but maybe the same one for you and most people. This is fucking cancer. This shit has infiltrated our lives, and it's sneaky bitch, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you remember when I retired, man, I had these plans. Right? And everything turned out the way it's supposed to turn out. But my plans were solid. Money saved, everything. I had it. Man, application already at another agency. Then, boom, cancer pops up. Dad's sick again. Right? So he's freaking out because he had beat this shit like 10, 12 years ago. And here it is again, 75 years old. Right? Jesus, so we go, yeah, so we go through it, man. And shit. We find out, he's preparing for his surgeries. He found out he got damn heart problem. Right? So we get past the heart problems. And we lull to sleep. Then, like I told you, I went, so okay, well, I can go back to work. All right, well, we know that shit didn't pan out. But then cancer pops up again. Mm-hmm. Hey, you forgot about us. You never went and got those surgeries. You never got that spot taken care of on your kidney. You never got this surgery, these two surgeries that you're supposed to get. So I went from 7 months of, okay, all right, dad's getting better. Chemo's over. He's back to his old self. We talking shit, blah, blah, blah. And this past week, bam, the sneaky bitch cancer right back, draining the life out of motherfucker.
Jeez.
Yeah. So for me, it's that cancer shit.
That's crazy, man. That's
yeah.
Crazy. You had another parasite too, the axe that you was in.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that was an awful joint too, man. Cause I was rocking and rolling with my little Uber and Lyft. I just started doing Lyft. And Lyft over here, man. I don't know if a lot of guys don't do it, but whatever the case is, every time I turn that app on, it's going off. I'm like, man, this can't be right. I went from like riding around, sitting in the park, waiting for Uber, old funky ass, to call me. She ain't never called me. Stuck up ass. But then I got with this hood rat, Lyft. Oh, man, she called me all the time. And she get money. She be giving me money. And only after I dropped off a Lyft passenger, had one of the great conversations. You know, you get in that car, man, it's all therapeutic and shit. You start talking about the moon, the stars, and quasars and shit. And these people hit me. Boom. It literally ripped the hole in my driver's side, front, and rear door. Right where they meet at the, what do you call it? The crossbar, whatever. Mm-hmm. Your frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ripped a hole in it, man. Yeah. The door closed, but I could feel the cold air coming through the door when I was driving home. You know? Mm. So, like last week and a half, man, I've been in a stupid rental car. When I have, then that's been a nightmare because the insurance company, the regular insurance company, don't know how to handle it. Mm. You know what I mean? If I was actually doing the lift mm-hmm. while I had the accident, I'd have been straight. Yeah. They would know how to, what company to use and how to make it work.
Yeah.
But because I wasn't, both of my apps were off. State Farm don't know what to do. You know? They have no idea.
Goddamn, State
Farm. I was like, well, how am I gonna get my money back? Just send us how much you made. How many days you need? I guess a week. What? I said, you know how that works, right? It's not guaranteed income. So how you gonna establish how much? You know what I mean? Because I can work as much or as little as I want. So how you gonna come up with a number? I don't know. Just send us a week, and you know, we'll go from there. So it's been no help.
Do different Uber 1099 you?
Yeah, if you make a certain amount of money.
Oh, you get W-2s. They do 1099?
Yeah, you get 1099. Okay. Because you're independent contract.
Okay. I wanted that.
What?
Is that per month, is it? Is that per month?
No, 1099 is for the year.
Oh, for the year. Okay.
Yeah. But you have a threshold. And if you meet it, you get one.
Okay. All right.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, but I started mine late, so I didn't make enough to get one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did find a spreadsheet online because, you know, I like the GTS stuff. I Google that shit. Mm. So I found a spreadsheet. It's 13 weeks of pay, meals, mm-hmm. toes, tips. And that's how, that's like if I had an accident while doing Uber, that's what I would have to send the Uber insurance company. Mm. So they know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm just gonna fill that out. Listen to them.
Yeah. Talk about you, man. Any parasites in your life going on or anything?
People.
People?
People. I used to be friends with a couple of guys like after work, and we used to go and have a couple of drinks, and they would always have a sad story. Always have a sad story. There's always something going wrong, you know. And it's weird because it's almost like a social vampire. You know, it almost sucks the life out of you, and it, almost to the point, you know, when you see these people coming, you want to. You want to run the other way.
So are you saying these are people that always come to you with bad information, like they're always down all the time?
Always saying, down, man. Okay. Yeah, and they're a bit of like a, you know, a bit of a mood killer, you know. Yeah, and so you try and have a drink and enjoy yourself and whatnot, and it's you just find that you can't shake them, you know. So I just found it best just to, you know, try not to frequent those places so you don't, you know, you're not eyeball to eyeball. But I used to feel really drained afterwards. Like, you know, like your life force is gone, or your mood has changed. Your mood actually changes to almost be like theirs. You know, you're almost like down in the dumps, you know.
Yeah.
So, I find that, you know, I find that a bit disturbing. So, you know, if I find people like that, I try my best to try and stay away from them.
I feel those people, because misery is misery do like company, man. And when I worked for IRS, my desk was in an area where it was like a path where people come by, and people always stop to talk to me all the time, man. Like even people I didn't even know would stop and tell me personal stuff, man. I don't know why people come to me like that. And every day, man, like I'm trying to do my job, and they just come and talk to me. And I talk to everybody. You know, it's cool. But after a while, man, it takes a toll on you mentally. Because you take in so much. And it's not like positive stuff. It's all something that's going on in their life. And I like they needed to talk to somebody, and they chose me for some reason. And I'm already a listener. I don't talk a lot. I'm a listener. Okay. I like to listen to people and learn about people. So I most of the time I sit back quiet. People think I'm being rude to me because I'm not talking a lot. One, I don't gossip. I don't like to gossip about shit. I don't like small talk. I don't like to make up conversations. I have something to talk about, but I don't. That's just how I am. So I'm a good listener. So I do listen. But after they're done, man, it unloads so much stuff on you, man. It's like they just give you backpack after backpack after backpack. And then the more you carry, it gets heavy, heavy, man. So I feel you on that, man. It can be overwhelming. Especially when there's a lot of negative stuff.
Oh, and people are emotional vampires.
And a lot of times people come and they try to seek people out like them so they can have someone to complain with. A lot of times, a lot of problems people have, not because the problem continue, because they're around people who have the same problems, and all they do is discuss the same problems, and their problems keep coming on and keep coming on. They're not moving from that problem. They keep the same problem, same friends, the same problem. Every day they discuss the same problem. The bitch complain about the same thing, and every day just keep passing.
And that's like the weirdest thing. It's like they don't want to be happy.
They don't. Yeah. And they don't know how no more. Now it's a habit. I got a buddy with the same attitudes I got. He hates everything. I hate it too. You know, it's just how they are.
Yep.
So I can see, how that's going to be a parasite for you, Safa.
I mean, that's why shrinks get paid so much, right? Because imagine all the baggage they have to carry.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're not supposed to tell anybody, quote unquote. No. Nobody else talk to.
Unless it's going to happen with a crime in which they have to disclose the information. But people like, you know, can be.
Yeah, man. So, anything else? Any other parasites in your life?
Who got worms? You got worms?
No, I never said I had worms. No. So my oldest daughter, right, had worms like 5 times.
She what?
she got
worms.
Well, not in a row, but she had, yeah, and you know, these little harmless, you know, white little worms. But you know, of course,
are you talking lights or worms?
Worms.
Okay, all right, make sure. Make
sure. Yeah. And the thing is that they come out at night. So as she's getting ready for bed, they decide to exit, you know, to lay their egg.
Yeah.
And then she didn't know the difference between itchy and ticklish, right? Mm-hmm. So she would say to me, "Oh, you know, I don't know if I can say this word, but yeah, my bottom is stinging."
Right.
So I'd be, so I'd go and get some like Vaseline or some cream or something just to try and ease the pain, thinking she's in pain. But it wasn't actually pain. We eventually figured out when we, because my wife said to me, you know, just give me this torch. Let me just see if there's something else going on down here. Because there wasn't any red or inflammation or anything. And sure enough, there were these white little worms crawling around her butthole. And I was like, so I said to her, "Wait, hang on a second. Are you telling me, is this painful, my darling, or is it ticklish?" And I kind of tickled her arm, and she goes, no, ticklish. I was like, okay. So every time she went to bed, shame, she had to.
What cause is that?
I'm about to ask too. What the hell?
Okay, so obviously she's a kid, so she goes to school, and you know, obviously, you know, these worms come from eggs which are on people's fingers and hands. So if they've been dealing in the dirt, or you know, there's a lot of farmland around here, so I would imagine, you know, there's some contamination. Of course, the kids will touch a doorknob or a pencil or a lunchbox or a sandwich or something. It gets into your gut, so that's the next process. The egg has to get into your gut. Once it's in your gut, it hatches and latches on to your intestine, I think, and it feeds off your intestine, and then when it when it gets to fully grown, it then wants to go and lay its egg. So it has to exit out your butthole, go and lays its egg around your butthole, and then what happens is in the morning when you wake up, you feel itchy, so you scratch your bum, right? So the eggs go onto your fingers, and then you go and touch a doorknob, or you go and you prepare and something. And another person grabs that same doorknob. Now they get the eggs. So on and so forth. So, and it happens in kids because kids don't wash their hands as often as they should, right? So they, you know, they'll be eating with that hand, they'll be, you know, drinking with it, they'll be drawing with it, you know, you're scratching their bum with it, you know, putting it in their eye, you know what kids are like. So yeah, that's why, it's spreads with the kids, you know, kids the most, you know. So, and we keep telling them, you know, every time you go to the toilet, always wash your hands. But if they're picking this up at school, you know, they don't always think to wash their hands if they haven't been to the toilet, right? So they'll put their finger in their mouth and pull funny faces, and you know, so they could get contaminated that way.
Has school said anything?
Well, it goes around. You know, we get a little note to say, "Oh, worms have gone around." You know, blah blah blah, or lice or whatever the you know. So now,
would that fly here, dude?
Our chemist. Yeah, our chemist knows us now. We walk in the door. He's like, "Deworming medication?" We're like, "Yes, please." So now we keep like a big stock at home. So whenever it happens, now we just give her a tablet, and it literally goes overnight, you know, and give it 2 or 3 days, and then she passes all of them. And she was, it's amazing how many worms you have in someone. Holy cow, man! I couldn't believe how many there were. I'm like, is that it? You know.
That's great.
Man. It was like tons of them.
I know that was hearing, dude. Somebody complaining that school would be in trouble, dude. I mean, it'd be like on the news and everything, dude. Man, have you talked to school already about it?
Oh, they know about it. We sent a note to let them know that we've dewormed her, but you know, that to let everybody else know, you know. But what the thing is that those people who have the worm don't even know that they have the worm. This is the problem. That's why there's reinfection after reinfection after reinfection. It's because who's ever got it hasn't been identified yet.
That's another reason school should get involved. I could tell people about the worm and say, no, they have it. Like, I'd be upset at school, me personally. Especially if she's getting it from school. And then they don't do anything or talk about it. It should be talking about it. It should be letting kids, you have this itchy feeling. This is what it might be. Check and see. This is what's going around.
Yeah.
To other parents. That's crazy, man.
Well, I mean, when I was young, I got dewormed once a year, whether I had worms or not, you know. Yeah. So.
See, Sincere, you didn't have the privilege of having a youngin.
Yeah.
So the whole worm thing is
not uncommon. I remember my son, he was 7.
Oh, that's true. You did have a youngin.
Yeah.
You only had one, so you must have missed out, brother.
But, you know, I just can't see it here. If somebody here in the States get worms,
yeah,
not once, multiple times maybe, and he got it from the school, I just don't see that school not saying nothing. I guarantee that parent,
that parent going to that
school and raising hell.
They were definitely raising hell.
And then there'd be a flyer going around the school saying, we have a worm issue. This is what your kid might have. Your kid booty itching. Check for worm. Maybe we have it. This would be going around.
That's what I'm saying.
Lil
Kelly full of shit. Don't know about the play with Lil Kelly.
I mean, you get lice in school here, it's shutting down almost.
Yeah. Really?
If you get lice in your hair in the school here, they shutting it down almost, man. They like, it's spread around, like everything going around. You got lice. Keep your kids home. It's a fly going out. So they probably tell you who got it.
That's true.
Name and shame.
Yeah.
No, it's every now and again we get a letter to say, oh, just let you know it's lice season again. You know, please check your child's hair and whatnot. And apparently they do check it at school as well. So
what about itchy booty syndrome? That should be out too then.
Yeah, but the itchy bum only happens at night. It doesn't happen during the day.
So worms are to come out at night? Freeze come out at night.
Yep, that's
it. Come out at night.
Oh, she's sleeping. But, come on, the booty.
They're perfectly harmless, though.
Anything to make your ass some itch ain't harmless, though. It ain't harmless, though. It ain't harmless, though. No, it's not. Have you ever had an
itchy and scratchy show?
It's a booty before. It's a booty before because you wipe all the way. Dude, it's the most irritating shit.
Well, how did your child die, Mr. McQueen? He had an itchy booty. The worm killed my baby. Like a dingo. The worm took my baby. That shit ain't going to bother them kids.
You got to scratch your booty off. That's the issue, yo.
Stay away from Lil Kelly. You'll be all right.
You can't scratch it right in public. You got to put your hand in your back pocket. You got to sit in the chair and move your ass side to side. You got to do the tricks not to get caught doing it. It's a problem, man.
Oh, it's a problem, bro. They ain't going to kill him.
Oh, man. All right. That was one for you right there. Poor baby.
Poor parents. The kid don't know shit. It's the parents got to go to the pharmacy. Give him some of that itchy booty pills.
I must admit, I was horrified, though. I thought to myself, you know, because as soon as you see that, I go, is that a tingle that I can feel? Is that, do I have a tingle? Do I have worms? So, of course, I deworm myself immediately, right? Because, you know. But you got to wait 2 weeks because that's how long the eggs take to hatch. And then deworm yourself again. So I did that, and the whole time, every now, I'll be sitting on my chair, and I'll be working, and all of a sudden, I go, "Oh, was that a tingle? Well, was that a worm?
What is that? Yeah,
because your mind starts to run away with you, but luckily not. And so every time we discover she's got worms, we go into like lockdown routine. First thing is go straight to the kitchen, have a tablet, come back up, scrub your hands, right. Underwears, clothes, straight into a hot wash, right? We change her sheets every morning, right? And every morning when we change her sheets, put it into the washing machine, she goes straight into the shower and has a hot shower, you know, and washes herself completely from head to toe. And then she's allowed out. And of course, you know, if we were to keep up that routine, that would actually break the cycle of the worms. But so by taking the medication, it's kind of like a double whammy. So we try and kill the cycle and take the deworming at the same time. And I tell you what, within a couple of days, she's perfectly fine. No more itchy booty, nothing. She's all good.
Damn.
Yeah, it works pretty fast.
mean, you really literally have a parasite, yo.
literally, yes. Literally.
That could be a new movie, man, in English this time.
I bet that would be a better movie than the one you just watched.
No.
I don't know about that. unless somebody's dying, I don't think so.
If them worms don't kill that baby.
Yeah, you ain't doing it.
If all you got is an ass tickle, nope.
You may get a paper Oscar.
Paper Oscar. You'll have to bum with it.
How are you getting an Oscar from Charmin? Because your hand is clean. My hand is clean.
That commercial funny as a motherfucker, dude.
I love that commercial.
Yeah, I did too. I was thinking that shit too, yo. My hand is clean. That Charmin clean. That shit, I'd be driving that shit. All right, yeah, man, that's crazy, man. That's a real parasite right there, yo, for real.
Yep.
Okay. For me, it's definitely gonna be cancer and all other shit. Yeah. But I also think, man, time, dude, time for me, man. I feel like time is short, man. It's getting shorter and shorter, man. Like 50 years is a long time to live, yo.
Mm-hmm.
It don't seem like it now. Well, now I hit it. I look back at, damn, where the other 49 years go?
Yeah,
it was fast. Mm-hmm. That's a long time, man. And putting in perspective, man, you'll get about 20, maybe 30 more years that you want to try to make. So for me, Parasite, for me, is just time, man. It's just coming and coming, man. And every day, every year, it gets faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
But we ain't aging no slower, man. So I'm hoping they start freezing people pretty soon.
Yeah. You know,
At this rate, you got to figure that you've lived more than half your life already. You know,
right. And that's some serious shit to think about, man.
Yeah,
that's our thing that talked about. Life is the longest and shortest thing you ever do.
Crazy, right?
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, 50 years is a long time, bro.
Yeah.
Mm.
But where did that time go? Where did
it go, man?
It felt like a blinking eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you gotta live, man. That's why you need that lotion, man. Live your life.
I mean, just think how far we've come as a species in 50 years.
Yeah.
Think how far we've come. We didn't even have a mobile phone 50 years ago.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I want to see so much more, man. I feel like my time is just getting shorter and shorter to where I'm not going to see the things that I know it's going to happen. Can you imagine 30 years from now, what car's going to be like, what the phone going to be like, 30 years from now, what we're going to be wearing with tech shit, how the world going to look, the new buildings they're going to build, if 30 years from now, how this world going to look. Like, I want to see that shit. I want to be able to understand that shit, you know what I'm saying, be part of that shit. I don't want to be 80 years old and can't remember nothing, or I don't see, or I don't hear, or I don't understand it, or I can't be on my computer anymore, I can't play a game in 80 because I just can't handle this shit too fast or something. You know what I'm saying? I think about those stuff, man. I think that I'm not going to be able to do it at the time.
Back.
Huh?
Yeah, but what you going to come back as, though?
No, but if you believe in reincarnation or that, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't know if that's true or not. We don't know if that's true. I mean, I can.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. I know we don't.
But what
know.
If you do? I don't want
to. You don't want to what?
No. No. You come back as a human, right? I mean, let's keep it real. Let's assume that you do. Let's say that you do come back as a human, right? Because there's been cases.
Yeah. No, I agree. But check this out. So if you come back, most cases.
Wait. Hold on. He cut off again. Can I say it again?
So if you come back, reincarnation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might not even before.
No, you won't.
You might not remember.
You won't be conscious of the fact that you were here before. Yeah.
So that ain't no fun. I don't want to know.
But what if you do, though?
You want to know.
What if you do get a conscious? What do you do get somebody to tell you back in the past?
Some people have had hypnotherapy and regressed. Actually discovered past life.
Oh,
and they've actually gone to meet the people from the past life that they left behind.
But after this, though, have y'all ever had what they call deja vu?
Oh yeah, all the time.
What is deja vu though? If you think about deja vu, and you say, "Well, I've been here before. I did it before," But did you really do that before? Or did you see this before somewhere else at another time? So yeah, what have you already been reincarnated into a human, and you do have some type of memory, but it's so locked up away that we don't know how to access it yet. But sometimes, every now and then, there's a glitch. That's deja vu.
Maybe that's why you gotta go to the hypnotist.
That may bring it out of you. You don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what is deja vu?
Deja vu is something that you've seen before.
You think you've seen before.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
Because every time it happens, it's always something that you exactly what you're doing right now. So you see, like, I'm sitting right here talking to you right now. The deja vu for me, but like, I feel like I have to sit here and talk to you the same way about the same subject or something like that. That's what deja vu feels like.
No, well, to me, it feels like, because I only realize it once it's happened. So, for example, let's just say that I'm talking to you right now and I'm saying exactly what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. And let's just say that I've said it, and then my brain goes, wait, hang on, I've heard this before. Holy shit. Yeah. I've actually heard this exact phrase, what I just said right now. I've seen that before. So most of the time I don't actually consciously know it's happening. Right. Until it's happened, and then I go, oh shit, yeah, I remember I dreamt about this last week, or I had a vision, or I had some sort of idea that this was going to happen, but I wasn't actually conscious of it. But there was one time I remember where I actually predicted something was going to happen. I told a friend of mine, I said, I want you to remember this. We were in a hotel room and we were looking out the window. We were only on the second floor, and I could see the entrance, you know, and the sidewalk. Just as I look out the window, if I look straight down, and I saw an image of a blonde-headed woman talking to myself and a friend of mine, but I couldn't, because I'm looking at it, I can't actually hear what's going on, and everything was a bit blurry. So, but I could make out that she was blonde, and I could make him out, and I could make me out, and I could see what was going on, but I couldn't hear anything because obviously I'm behind a window. So I said to a friend of mine, "Listen, I think we're going to meet a blonde woman outside of this hotel." In the next couple of days, just yeah. But I want you to remember what I've just said, because if it happens, at least you know that I told you so. And he was like, yeah, whatever, whatever. Like literally the next day, it was a late evening. We were outside smoking outside the hotel entrance there, and sure as nuts, a blonde woman. He invited her to have a drink. She came outside with us, and we were chatting. And it was just me, him, and the blonde woman. Right in that exact same spot. And the very next day I said to him, remember what I said to you the other day when we were up in the room, and I said, oh, by the way, we're going to meet a blonde-headed woman, and we're going to be standing outside the front here, and we're going to be talking to one another. He was like, yes. And I said, what did we do last night? He was like, oh shit. I said, exactly, we did exactly that, didn't we? So yeah. But it's a feeling you get. Like sometimes I get this feeling, and then I get like a vision, and I think to myself, I have to remember that. I don't always remember it, but sometimes I do.
I'm playing Lotto tomorrow, and I'm gonna call you and see what's up.
No, it doesn't work that way. I don't think. Because I would be rich by now if that was a fact.
Sound like some bullshit to me, but whatever. You probably already rich. You're just fucking with us. Talk to those poor black Americans.
Oh,
I got a gazillion pounds.
Oh, man. This is my charity work. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna write this shit off.
That's funny.
I'm helping the inner city.
That's funny when you said that, Cuddy, because I watched the Modern Family last night. And they went to Paris. So so Mitchell, the kind of red-haired gay one, he was like trying to dress up like he do in Paris. But he had American clothes on. So he like, everybody knew he was American. So he like, he tried to get help. So every time he asked a question, somebody would say, Burger King's over there. But remember, we sell smaller portions. Every time he goes somewhere, they say Burger King over there. Like they think whatever Burger King was, he's like, no, I want to know what something from Paris is. So, but it was so funny, man. It was just funny.
Still French fry eating ass over here.
Like, and remember, the portion's smaller here.
Yeah,
you know, that ass Americans, man. God damn.
Yeah, the Royale with cheese.
Oh, yeah,
that's how we do it, man. But
hey, B, you ever been to Japan?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Did you ever eat Moss Burgers?
No.
Oh man,
muss those, burgers.
Yeah, it's like
made out of like, muss.
No, they're just a Japanese name for it.
It was like okay.
Like a White Castle type hamburger, a little slider, small. Oh man, they're delicious though.
Nah, I never had that.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, I don't remember what I ate in Japan, man. I was so fucked up every port we hit, man.
Well, I'm stationed over there, so I had.
Oh yeah, you stationed over there? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So I had a little time.
I only had 5 days in that bitch. I had to make them count.
Yeah.
I had to make them count, yo. I remember shit.
Wait a minute. Check this out.
Yeah.
I know this is off the subject. Remember, we were talking about. This could be our next episode. When we talk about breaking down the geographic location of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look, you know, I was fascinated with all the different countries that people listen to my podcast in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just so cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, I never even looked at the 88% in the United States, where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And 31% of the people that listen to my stupid show come from California.
Cool.
No, man, I'm from Texas.
Is that a problem?
You got to talk about Texas stuff, man. You know how that works.
Well, I can talk about all kinds of dumb shit, so.
Texas is a country, man.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't like this. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, man. See, you got to talk about things. Now. You got to. If you want to get a little bit of everybody, you got to incorporate everybody, a little bit of everybody in your podcast.
I guess I'm going to have to.
Yeah, to get everybody listening. I mean, they relate to it better, and eventually, yeah, everybody, but they relate to it. That's why I tell Safa to get UK shit, because a lot of, we got 45% people looking at it from UK.
Yeah, I can't believe that. 45%. Jeez, so, I need to make up a third of this podcast, you know.
Yeah,
so we need to, that's why I said it's important to kind of cater to them and keep them coming, but yeah, man, that's good though, man. Shit.
I guess.
Yeah, man.
California's cool and all.
So, you know, you go to California, you got a place to live, man. You got a place to stay.
No, I don't. I can't afford that shit.
No, you got friends listening to you, man. I got to say, man, oh, I'm going to California. Yeah. What can I stay? Oh, we come with us, man. Yeah. Do it, man.
Yeah, like a little sugar mama or something.
Dude, yeah. I can go anywhere pretty much. Man, a lot of places around different countries. I have so many friends, people I met through online or YouTube.
And I offered
me to come over there and stay with them for a couple of days.
But you know what's crazy? I'm going to tell you this. We're still recording.
Yeah. We're still
I know we already talked about how you motivated me to do all the podcast stuff. But to me, I think, like, why don't you come to the conclusion that I'm not going to go get another regular job and be a doctor? I'm going to have to. I want to get the friends that you have. Because that's some shit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where somebody say, hey, Kelso, come over here to California. Go surfing. Smoke some weed. Yeah. I can say that now. Ha! Go smoke some weed.
yeah, man. Cool. That's how you do it, man. Your pocket. You want to travel somewhere? If you go to California for something, like for your kids, whatever, just say, hey, I'm on your podcast, I'm going to California. Anybody got a Airbnb or anybody I can stay at? Somebody will call you up and say, hey, yo, come with us for a couple of days if you want to. It's all good.
You know, I got a couple of summers left of that junior stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what's up.
Shit, you never know, man. Shit, you have some rich listener.
Yeah.
Pick up in a limo or something.
Yeah, or a Prius.
No. A Tesla, okay? Let's have standards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm having a driver. The Tesla that smells like the guy for the parasite.
Oh, God. The eggs all over the handle.
Man, I saw a Prius all wrecked up the other day. Man, like, how the hell you wrecking a Prius? You only driving 40 miles an hour? you're in the far right hand. Man, how the hell you getting the back was all, the back and side was all fucked up. Like, what were doing?
Hey, when I got in my wreck, I was in the far right lane. I was in old people lane. Minding my business. Just made me $5 and a $2 tip. I was happy.
Oh, man.
Minding my older man business and bam! Out of nowhere.
I was like, man.
Life has changed.
That's crazy.
It is.
All right. All right, y'all. We that's it for the show today, y'all. We probably go off for the hour if you let us. But we ain't gonna do that though. That's it for the show today. Any final words, anything, y'all?
Wash your hands all the time. Please. Be clean.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. If your booty itching, don't mean it's not clean. It could mean you have worms.
There we go.
Yeah.
Any itching, tingling, just use some of that life lotion, baby.
I do want to give a shout out to Chris for calling in. We appreciate those call-ins, man.
For sure, Chris.
So thanks for that. Also, I'm going to give him a plug. He has a YouTube channel called CB, as in Charlie Bravo, CB Hunts. And he has a toy channel. I mean, by toy channel, I mean he collects figurines, like Marvel stuff and all kind. He has a ton of Ghostbuster stuff. So I'm go check out Chris' out. YouTube channel, CB Hunts. That's HENTS. Go to subscribe to him. He's kind of new to YouTube. We got about 200 some subscribers. Let's help him get to that 1,000 mark.
We're going to get you 201, Chris.
So check him out. Other than that, I don't have anything else to say other than that we appreciate everybody who's are listening. Our listeners are going up. Like every other podcast, I see we get a new listener. Seems like it.
Yeah,
and then we lose one. I don't know what happened with that.
That's whatever. That'd be all right.
But we are, if you look back at our previous podcast, you notice the listens are going up and up. I mean, it used to be like one or two, and then, you know, but now you go back to them, it's like 11 and 12 and 13. So people are listening to it. They're just going back later to them later, it seems like.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the people who take the time to listen. Whenever you do listen, we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
We still are looking for suggestions and ideas from the fans who are listening. So call in. If you want to call in, DM us on Instagram, either on my personal or their personal or either our Chewing the Fat Instagram. You can DM us there and give us ideas things you want us to talk about.
Do that.
If you want to be a guest, also contact us. We'll get you on the show and you can be a guest and hang out with us or whatever.
And more importantly, if you have a product that you want us to promote, let us know.
We can do that too.
Yeah, because we're not doing any promotion on here. So yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
All right, people.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat Podcast. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. And in return, we would love if you would leave us some feedback. Wherever you listen to your podcast, find us and subscribe and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe. Forgive quickly. Love hard. Live happy.
And shag well. There we go.
Shag, baby.
Shag well, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.